Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue Zechar Lemiriam in Perik Yud Beis, Shir number 46. We continue to discuss the precious gift of time, and the Chafetz Chaim is imploring us, encouraging us to make sure we use our time properly to learn Torah, do the mitzvahs. Says the Chafetz Chaim that even hundreds of years after a person, his nifter, passes on from this world, his nefesh will be in pain because it can't find the time and bring back the time and the days and the hours that he was mevatel and he did not learn Torah when he could have. And even Gehenim, we know Gehenim cleanses a person, cleanses him from the Averus, but it does just that, says the Sefer Charedim. Gehenim will not help to fix a person from the lack of time they did not spend in learning Torah when he could have. It will not give him the Masechta that he could have learned. It will not give him back the opportunity to learn the Mishnayis and the Chumash and everything else he should have learned. What does Gehenim do? Gehenim takes away the Averus. Takes away the stain of the Averus that's on a person's neshama. So what happens to the person is that perhaps he has to come back now in a Gilgul. Come back to this world a second time or another time. And who knows, says the Chafetz Chaim, if this next time he'll even do things worse than the first time. Concludes the Chafetz Chaim. That's what the pasuk means. Ushmor nafshecha ma'id. The focus is on the nefesh. The nefesh needs to be fed. The nefesh needs to be taken care of. Just like a person has to give his body liquid water to survive and food. Mayim, water, is the Torah is compared to mayim. Just like a body needs water, so too his nefesh needs Torah. As the pasuk says, "Ushmor nashecha ma'oid," specifically your nefesh. Guard your nefesh. Make sure you feed your nefesh. You take care of your nefesh. Ki hu chayecha v'oirich yamecha. Because feeding your nefesh will give you a long life, long days, and olam haba.